Now, Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson has continued his pursuit of an investigation into alleged corruption within governmental agencies during the transition of power between the Obama and Trump administrations. Johnson, a Republican, is the chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, and he's been requesting documents and other information from groups such as the FBI and the CIA for the last couple of years. However, his recent comments have Democrats crying foul over these investigations, namely that Johnson is weaponizing his position to disrupt the candidacy of presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. Kyle Chaney is a congressional reporter for Politico. Kyle, welcome back to Central Time.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Let's take a step back. As someone who covers Congress, what is Senator Ron Johnson's standing among lawmakers in the Senate?
So, I mean, look, he is the chairman of the Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee. It's a very powerful panel that has just charged with general oversight of government. So he has a wide-ranging authority to conduct investigations as he sees fit. And, you know, he's one of 53 Republicans. He's got, you know, and every Republican senator has a lot of power. Depending on what committee they chair, even a little bit disproportionately more than others. He wields some influence in the caucus there.
And what are Senator Johnson and some other Republican leaders saying they think happened when it comes to corruption allegations against the FBI, for example?
So it's a broad range of allegations. I mean, the Senate Judiciary Committee that Lindsey Graham chairs is investigating the origins of the Russia investigation against President Donald Trump and his campaign. And Ron Johnson's committee is actually looking at a very similar set of allegations, except he's looking more specifically at what may have happened after the election, but before Trump took office, so the transition period. And so that's the difference between what he's doing and what Senator Graham is doing. And Ron Johnson is also looking at allegations that again, Democrats believe are full of disinformation, but allegations that Vice President Biden used his position to corruptly get a prosecutor in Ukraine fired in order to protect his son from an investigation in Ukraine. So he's looking at both of those issues and kind of linking them together in certain ways.
Why have these concerns persisted for lawmakers like Senator Johnson over the last several years?
Well, if you ask Democrats, it's politics. They say that these charges against Biden in particular have been completely debunked and under oath by a lot of witnesses during impeachment, during other investigations and fact checkers and all that. Then the claims against the Russia investigation, the FBI, stem from, in large part, President Donald Trump's allegations that his campaign was improperly spied on, that his administration, his incoming administration, was improperly treated by the outgoing Obama administration. These are politically explosive allegations. These are things that, if you ask Democrats and if you ask a lot of, national security experts, are things that are overblown and exaggerated or based on people with political motivations leveling some of these charges. But Republicans listened to the president's complaints. They found certain evidence of impropriety in the FBI, and they're zooming in on those.
Well, we are fully in the politics territory now. Senator Johnson was a guest on a Minneapolis-based radio program hosted by John Justice and Drew Lee on Tuesday. And part of their conversation was about the investigations that he's pursued and took issue especially with the number of classified documents in agencies like the FBI and his lack of access to the documents. Let's take a listen.
He may just have people that are protecting the reputation of the agency. He might have people protecting themselves. And you also might have just political hacks in these agencies so that would just as soon see Donald Trump defeated and former Vice President Joe Biden elected. And that may be part of this, too. I mean, the more that we expose of the corruption of the transition process between Obama and Trump, the more we expose of the corruption within those agencies, I would think would certainly help Donald Trump win re-election and certainly be pretty good, I would say, evidence about not voting for Vice President Biden.
Yeah, Kyle, what have you seen as a reaction to a U.S. senator saying that as far as his colleagues on Capitol Hill?
Well, so the last part of that is what was so explosive. I mean, you know, Democrats have been saying for a long time, this investigation that Ron Johnson is running is political. It's aimed at damaging Joe Biden on these trumped up charges of corruption. A wide range of allegations against him that they say are exaggerations or outright falsehoods. When he says this is going to help Donald Trump win re-election, that confirms Democrats' worst fears. And it reminds them of what Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Republican House Leader Kevin McCarthy said about the Benghazi investigation into Hillary Clinton, that it was working because it had lowered her poll numbers. And that, at the time, engendered a huge backlash. And so I think we're seeing some of that now, that people say, look, how can you say this isn't political if you're putting it in terms of whether it's going to help Donald Trump get re-election or hurt Joe Biden?
Democrats, as expected, responded that way. Is Johnson in hot water with any of his fellow Republicans?
Now, it's still playing out, but we know that some Republicans on his own committee, including senators like Mitt Romney, have raised concerns about how political the investigation looks. So now Romney did ultimately support some of the investigative steps that Johnson took, but has said, I don't want this to become a political circus, and said he only agreed to support some of these steps because Johnson promised to do a lot of things behind closed doors, avoiding sort of the spectacle that could have come if he tried to do public hearings with some politically powerful players on the Democratic side. So whether they'll speak out now, given his political framing of the investigation, we haven't seen that yet. It's still pretty early. But if he starts issuing subpoenas and escalating the efforts to get some of Biden's allies in front of his committee, we may see more of that.
We're talking with Kyle Chaney, who's a congressional reporter for Politico, about U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and the investigations that he's running as he is looking into work through his chairmanship of the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee. You're listening to Central Time. And I know we went there politically, and if we can take that out of the mix, do we have an objective sense as to how legitimate these allegations are or how seriously lawmakers are really taking them?
So, look, the claims against Biden in particular, that he helped engineer the removal of a Ukrainian prosecutor, actually withheld a loan guarantee from Ukraine to get a prosecutor removed in order to protect his son, that's the version of the allegations that Republicans are so attuned to. Now, Biden was running U.S. policy in Ukraine, and the State Department viewed this Ukrainian prosecutor as a corrupt actor and wanted him gone to help increase the transparency and trust in the Ukrainian government. And I think that's what the pushback is there's no way Joe Biden was trying to get rid of this prosecutor for corrupt reasons. This prosecutor himself was corrupt and actually inhibiting corruption investigations in Ukraine. So it's a bit convoluted, but the substance of the investigation has been called into question and in some cases debunked by the people who were running the State Department at the time.
We have a caller on the line who's ready to talk with us, wants to weigh in on this conversation. Dennis from Two Rivers. Hi there.
Hi. At this late time for this investigation, Ron Johnson could just kind of stretch this whole thing out and try to smudge Joe Biden without really coming up with anything. So if after the election is over, they could just say, well, we really didn't find anything, or just drop it completely if Trump would be reelected. So it's not really something that necessarily hurts Joe Biden, but at least casts a suspicion.
Yeah, Dennis, thanks for that point. So, you know, Kyle, hearing Dennis there say it doesn't really matter what they find, the suspicion's out there now.
Right. And to a lot of Democrats, they say, look, that's the point of what he's doing. Now, Ron Johnson said he's going to issue a report in September or so. So that may be Democrats find the timing suspicious, too, given the election being so close by that point. But they see it more as just keep the allegations in the air, not necessarily need to find, a smoking gun conclusion of any kind. But we'll see what the report ultimately shows.
Right, because Senator Johnson has taken steps over these last few years to get the investigations going. He's done real governmental movements.
He has, he'll be the first to say that. I've been looking at these for years. It wasn't when Joe Biden necessarily was a candidate certainly wasn't the leading candidate when he took some of these steps. But Democrats say it's too coincidental that it's just sort of reaching its conclusion and climax right as we get to the home stretch of the election.
Yeah. We are talking with Kyle Chaney about U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and the decisions that he's making in leadership on Capitol Hill. And I want to switch gears just a little bit, but it still involves Senator Johnson. We are months into the COVID-19 pandemic. This is related to the economic fallout, talks over the HEROES Act have really broken down among senators. I mean, they've left Washington for their August recess for the most part. And Senator Johnson spoke to Breitbart Radio last week following the stalled negotiations. And here's what he said about it.
From my standpoint, the breakdown of the talks is very good news. It's very good news for future generations. We're already $26.5 trillion in debt on our way to $27 or $28 trillion. We don't have an unlimited checking account. So I'm glad there's not a deal. I'm glad President Trump will hopefully fill in the holes and provide relief where it's actually needed, direct it. So to me, this is good news. I hope the talks remain broken down. I hope Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer don't become reasonable, because their definition of reasonable is not mine.
Kyle, are other Republican lawmakers making the same argument here? The breakdown of the relief talks is good.
Not as overtly as that. Now, we've heard from, I think Lindsey Graham said out loud the other day that about 20 of his colleagues are probably in that same boat. They're not going to support anything. But the majority of Republicans in both the House and Senate do want some kind of a package, especially those who are vulnerable in terms of their reelections. They know that a slowdown in the economy because the money stops flowing could be bad for everyone. And so I think the majority of both chambers want something done. And the president wants a deal, too. He's been out there today saying we got to pass something to get more money in people's pockets during this difficult time. So I think Ron Johnson, he's not alone, but he's in the minority on that view.
And how do we need to think about his comment, though, in relation to the other things that he's saying in the last bit? I mean, is this a senator who's being more political, I guess, than other people?
Well, it may be his genuinely held view that more government spending, that adding another multi-trillion dollar bill, to the balance sheet of the government is not a good thing. I mean, I think that has been sort of a consistent position for him. But, it's again, we're less than 100 days from the election. I think we're still in the middle of a pandemic and an economic crisis across the country. So I don't think he's going to, find a lot of shared colleagues sharing that opinion at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. Kyle, thank you so much for your analysis.
Great to be here. Thanks so much.
Kyle Chaney is a congressional reporter for Politico, and he joined us today to talk about a probe Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson continues to pursue into alleged misdeeds in the Obama-Trump transition.